From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe is set to discuss his expected exit with the army commander who put him under house arrest, a day after huge crowds rallied peacefully in Harare for the 93-year-old Mugabe to go. His ruling party's central committee is meeting Sunday on demands to recall him. Willard Barahena is looking forward to life after Mr. Mugabe.
We expect a bright future, especially for us young people. So many young people are well-educated, but no jobs. We are just struggling, loitering around the town, so we expect a bright future for us.
The ruling party is expected to reinstate the vice president, whose firing nearly 2 weeks ago led the military to step in. Prime Minister Saad Hariri says he will return to Lebanon for Wednesday's Independence Day celebrations and explain his situation after his shock resignation announcement in Saudi Arabia sparked political turmoil. Mohammed Safa, a Beirut resident, shared his thoughts on Hariri's return.
Surely I hope he returns. Of course he should come back to the prime minister's office. Without him, the country is nothing. This is the final word.
Speaking after talks in Paris on Saturday with French President Emmanuel Macron, Hariri said he would make known his position once back in Beirut. Billionaire businessman Sebastian Piñera is heavily favored to top Sunday's election in Chile, but polls suggest he won't get enough votes to avoid a runoff. The elections also choose members of the lower house of Congress, and 23 seats are up for grab in the Senate. This is VOA. Several hundred protesters gathered in central Paris on Saturday night to demonstrate after images were released by U.S. news channel CNN showing an alleged slave market in Libya. One protester explained why he came out.
The goal of being here is to show those who are restrained, who are treated like slaves. I won't say treated, but those who are slaves in Libya. This is a really organized trafficking operation that starts in Niger, and it is well organized, with those going towards Libya and others going to Tamanrasset.
The French National Police were deployed in riot gear to contain the protest, which started in front of the Libyan embassy. Argentina's Ministry of Defense says it detected 7 satellite calls made on Saturday that appeared to have come from a missing submarine that disappeared more than 3 days ago. They are currently trying to determine the precise origin of the signals. Earlier in the day, Rear Admiral Martin Gonzalez said searches like this are not easy.
Searches are like this. They are a hard task that take time, and we will eventually, once the surface has been searched and the submarine has been located on the surface, under it, or on the seabed, as I mentioned a little while ago.
The Palestinians are threatening to suspend all communication with the United States if the Trump administration follows through with plans to close their diplomatic office in Washington. Senior Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat accused Washington of bowing to pressure from the Israeli government because the Palestine Liberation Organization is pursuing and encouraging the International Criminal Court to prosecute Israelis for crimes against Palestinians.
I provide advice to the president. He'll tell me what to do. And if it's illegal, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to say, Mr. President.
That is not Mr. Erekat, but he said this is very unfortunate and unacceptable. Moving on, the top officer at U.S. Strategic Command said Saturday an order from President Donald Trump or any of his successors to launch nuclear weapons can be refused if that order is determined to be illegal. Tributes poured in Sunday for Malcolm Young, co-founder of the Australian rock band AC/DC. Young died Saturday at age 64 after suffering from dementia for several years. Malcolm Young and his brother Angus Young founded AC/DC in 1973. Among their biggest hits were You Shook Me All Night Long and Back in Black. The band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2003. I'm Jim Bertel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.